This is The Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress. I'm Grace Cavalieri. Michael Lally is here with me today, and I'm holding in my hand a 600-page book with some of his 20 or 30 books of poems compiled here. And I've known him for many years, but first of all, we want to hear a couple of pages from this book.
This is from the South Orange Sonnets, 1. In books, it was the Lackawanna Valley. The Lackawanna Railroad ran through it, separating those on the hill from us. Lackawanna Place was the toughest block in the neighborhood until 1952, when the Temptations and Reputation moved to Church Street, where the Pink Devils had roses tattooed between their thumbs and forefingers, wore delicate gold crucifixes on chains around their brown Italian necks, and carried porno playing cards from Newark, the city where parades get lost and statues died, Newark, where we all had lived. 4. In East Orange, Carol Robinson decided I was her boyfriend. Her father found out before I did, told his friends and neighbors how he didn't want no white boy hanging around his little girl. One asked me not to pass the time at his house anymore, listening to his sons, Clifford Browns, or talking to his twin daughters. Walking home that night, three teenagers sitting on a stoop on Halstead Street yelled, "Hey, white boy, what you doing around here? You know where you are? Where you from?" When I answered, "South Orange," this fat girl said, "Shoot, that must be Carl Robb's turkey." 7. One year, our people refused to buy Christmas cards that said season's greetings. A year later, we christened the new homes on the hill Jewstead. 3 years later, we sang Guns for the Arabs, Bicycles and Sneakers for the Jews. Then a year came when the Jewish girls turned soft and ripe and full of round things we longed to hold. That was the year we all wanted to be Jewish. We wanted to kiss the thing they hung on their doors. We wanted to dip our fingers into whatever holy water was theirs. But most of all, we didn't want to wait to be the forbidden goyim they would sneak down from their hill 3 years later to sample. 9. When my mother died, two Irish great aunts came over from New York. The brassy one wore her hat tilted and always sat with her legs wide apart. At the wake, she told me loud, "You look like your grandfather, the cop. If you ever get like him, shoot yourself." The other one waited till after the funeral to pull my ear down to her level and whisper, "You're a good-looking young man, but if you don't shave off them sideburns, people will mistake you for a Puerto Rican." We had so many cousins in our neighborhood, everybody called my mother Aunt Irene, even the Italians.
That is the voice of Michael Lally, and I have missed you so much. That was the first book I knew, even though you had a couple before that. That was the first book I really knew you. Now, if we look at this entire book, Another Way to Play, which is just out, poems from more than 50 years, from 1960 to 2017. What do we know about you, really know about you?
First of all, that I have a compulsion to write poetry and other things.
Clearly.
Particularly poetry. I was born with it. I have no idea where it came from, although I have begun to fathom some possibilities. But my father was a seventh grade dropout, first generation Irish. My grandparents lived down the street Irish. Immigrants, and I had this compulsion to want to write down what I saw in my own experience and the experience of the people in my neighborhood and my clan that I never saw in the media, that I never saw in movies or in books or in radio and later TV and so on.
You are so right. You did. You captured the ethos of that time. But who let you know that it was okay? I mean, how did you know that you could say anything you wanted, any way you wanted, everything you thought and felt? How does that happen to somebody?
Yeah, that is a mystery to me even. I was born, it feels like, with this reaction to the hypocrisy of the times. I was born in the beginning of World War II, so 1942, but growing up in the late 40s, post-war period, McCarthyism and so on, there was just so much hypocrisy, including in my own family and in my neighborhood, people pretending that things I could see were not real. I mean, I would look at a pretty little, my first date when I was 8 years old, I took a classmate, you know, in first grade or whatever it was, to movies for 25 cents, you know.
That's right.
And she was a little girl named Lois Mercadante. She was Italian because my neighborhood was mostly Irish immigrants, but there were Italian immigrants in a nearby neighborhood, and we were starting to, and, you know, it was a scandal, you know what I mean? And I was like, wait a minute, why can't you see how pretty she is? What's it got to do with what clan you're part of?
Isn't
you know?
That interesting that early on you were actually born with wired that way?
Yeah.
To question.
Curious, yeah.
But your mother was kind of the wise woman of the neighborhood.
She
Did
was.
She not appreciate, somebody appreciated you early on?
It was, there were some teachers, but the reaction, you know, there's a thing in the Irish,